who knows where. I felt certain you would deduce, as you would describe it, that I would return to Babaska to pay my last respects. However, you did not provide me with enough time for that luxury. Practicalities must always override sentiment, so I organized this girl to deliver my final floral tribute and this message to you. She is an innocent, out-of-work actress and knows nothing of me or the real nature of her errand. For her, it is just another part. Have no fear, I shall not return to your country. My time there has not been successful. You have seen the last of me. You are a remarkable man, Sherlock Holmes. What a pity that we were not on the same side. We should have made an unbeatable team. Very truly yours, Emuska Dubake. What an incredible woman, I muttered, joining my friend at the window where he was staring out at the panther's grave. Placed there was a large bunch of red roses, the morning dew still glistening on their vibrant petals. Indeed, I can only echo her sentiment. What a pity that we were not on the same side. What an amazing case this has been, Holmes. Epilogue. Despite the efforts of Scotland Yard liaising with police departments on the continent, no trace of the Baroness could be found. It was as though she had disappeared into thin air. A week after our final visit to Crescent Lodge, Holmes and I were invited to dine at Downing Street, where we received the grateful thanks of the Prime Minister for the part we had played in the affair. By this time, Holmes was involved in another investigation and was somewhat distracted for the whole evening. I saw Alice Mellor just one more time. After a month's leave, she returned to Bart's, and one afternoon we took tea together in a cafe near the hospital. She still looked tired and nervous, and it was clear to me that her involvement in the case had placed a great strain on her nerves. She seemed ill at ease with me, and I began to feel a kind of guilt, for indirectly it was I had helped to cast this shadow over her life. She told me that she was considering retiring and going to live with her daughter. I learned later that, in fact, she remained on the staff of the hospital and performed her duties with accustomed diligence and fortitude. I did all I could to place the whole affair at the back of my mind. However, I knew that one day I would write it down, if only in an